This episode of MMA Nuts is brought to you by
Mattress Firm, our premier mattress provider. They provide 120-night sleep trial, so if your mattress is not perfect, they will pick it up and find you a new one. Save 10% off your order with code MMANUTS10. Crowd Cow, the marketplace for high-quality craft beef and meats from ranches around the world. Save $15 off your first box with code MMA15. Tire Buyer, buy tires online, get them shipped for free to a professional installer near you. Save 7% off $400 with code MMA7. Biner Form, top quality in-home exercise equipment for athletes around the world. Save 9% off with code MMANUTS. Restrictions apply. Defense Soap, everyday soaps for everybody. Use code MMANUTS to save 15% off your order.
Hey fans, this is MMA Nuts, episode 519.
519!
My name's Ingo Weigold.
Matt Griffith, MMA Show. By my fans, for my fans, walk the line between serious and ridiculous. I'm the best.
You're the greatest?
I'm the best.
You are the best at what?
I'm doing my role as Nama Junis.
Your shoulders even look bigger than mine on camera. I have to get closer. Here we go. It's the shirt, Matt. It's the shirt.
Not all the steroids I'm pumping through my nads. I'm not using any steroids.
Me neither. I'm using all the steroids.
Good.
All about my non-steroids.
Put them up your ass. So it's the best way to do them.
Rectal suppositories.
Suppository. Don't we have a suppository sponsor yet?
We need to get one.
Coming next week.
Brought to you by anal. I don't know.
I'm waiting. Holding.
My brain can't expel.
It's getting hot in the basement. So we get some fucking nice weather, huh?
It's getting nicer. It's going to be 80 hot tomorrow. So
holy shit. I better turn the air conditioning on. Mm-hmm. Preemptive strike. I don't fuck around. I don't know about you, but
it's on already.
Of heat. Good.
It's already on. It's not running much, just a little.
Yeah, we should do it. So let's get right into it. A fucking UFC 261, full crowd, Florida.
15,000 in attendance.
I think there was magic in the air because, Jesus Christ, probably, I hate saying this, you know, so quickly after cards, but probably one of the best cards I've seen.
In a long time, I agree.
Yeah.
It was exciting from start to finish. Crazy stuff happened. I mean, there was weird energy. There was like
crazy energy.
Ghosts
fucking
going
awesome.
On. I don't even know what's happening. Where do you even want to start with this? Like,
they're like, well, just Dana White too. If you want to wear a mask, wear a mask. You don't want to wear a mask, don't wear a mask. So
fuck it.
And then just looking at the crowd and overall, like how about Nick Diaz in attendance at the crowd and getting a huge ovation, right?
I have something to say about that after we talk about the event. So
that's let's coming. Start with the main event. Kamaru Usman, Jorge Masvidal. Go ahead. You can start us off.
Well, I don't know. Like Jorge had a full fight camp to prepare for this time. I felt like, I don't know. Like, I think his defense was lacking in this fight. And although he landed some shots, I think Usman had his number from the first bell. I mean, he was very crafty and throwing a lot of good jabs and had Jorge laughing at him a couple of times throughout the first round. And, you know, as we all know, when the fighter's laughing, it means like, oh, you got me. I'm not hurt. Don't worry. But he slept him. I mean, he slapped him with a ridiculous right hand, landed right on the button. It was like one of those highlight reels where the sweat's flying off.
And you know what it reminded me is that UFC Undisputed 3, like how you used to get those epic KOs where like the mouthpiece would go flying. It's like, holy fuck. I didn't like the amount of sweat that was on him. Like some people captured pictures of that punch and then how he went down. And, you know, when I was looking at that first round, closer than I thought it would be, but I think the big problem was that, and Jorge said it himself, he didn't respect Usman's power. So I think that's why he was playing around with like how his stance was. And I don't know if he was going low hands to try to block the takedown, but man,
the front hand was down a lot. It was like here instead of here, and even hanging down straight down a couple times. And I think that was bad.
He was playing with fire because he thought, well, this guy hits, he's got pillow hands, so I can take it. And fuck, it was the first time he got fucking straight up KO'd. I think You know, I don't, unless he had one other early in his career, but
I think there was a TKO, not a
straight up. Like straight he was up out cold, man.
He was.
Like, that was fucking brutal. And I mean, not unexpected for Usman to win, but unexpected for him to win in that fashion, because, you know, what happened the last time? He was like pussyfooting around doing foot stomps and, you know, just fighting more scared the last time. And then this time, I think it's the crowd. I really do. I mean, I think what happened is you had a lot of fighters rise to the occasion, because how pumped do you get when you're fighting in front of nobody versus fighting in front of 16,000 or 15,000 fans? And you're not talking normal fans. You're talking Florida fucking crazy fans.
Rabid dogs. They're just out of control.
They want blood. And I think everyone just brought it to another level. It was fucking awesome. So, you know, good on him. I don't want to see Masvidal go out like that, because he's in my class of like favorite type fighters. Masvidal is one of them for me, but
gracious in defeat.
Yeah. So. And weird that we're interviewing people when they're knocked out again. I thought we weren't doing that, and now we're doing that.
I think Joe is protesting that, but the UFC wants him to do it. So it's like it's part of his job description, and sometimes you gotta do what the man says.
I hear that, but how can you be coherent after being? I'm surprised he was that with it after being completely flatlined.
Well, right after it happened, you know, he was asking his corner, like, what happened? Did I lose? What's going on? Completely didn't even know where he was. And it took him a good 3-4 minutes to come to, you know. So I agree. I think it's a bad time guys aren't all with it. And you're expecting them in this moment to kind of be alert and
because some people run away. Forrest Griffin, he just run. And other people, same thing. BJ Penn, when he won, got out of the cage and ran away. So you don't know what you're gonna get. Licking blood, you know, whatever. So they said, I guess Covington's gonna be next for Usman, which, you know, whatever. Okay, I guess. I don't know. Because he's almost at that point too, where you kind of clean out the division, and then I don't want to talk about pound for pound, but he's trying to say, I'm the best ever. Like, again, kid, get some more title defenses, beat some more people, because you're not at this 10 years of fucking defending your title kind of status.
Not yet. No.
You know, get some more wins, and then we can talk about it. So. And then luckily we didn't jinx this one. I was afraid of jinxing this one. So Rose Namajunas versus Weili Zhang.
Early stoppage, man.
Probably.
Just kidding. No, it wasn't. Come on.
Probably. While she set that one up, nice, Namajunas. So she was looking low and went up high. And Weili, when she was doing it the whole time earlier. So Rose is hitting her with those inside leg kicks, and she's doing like that kind of scoot back so she didn't get hit with it. And she thought this one was coming low, but again, dropping the hands while we're trying to do that scoot. And then that fucking head kick just straight up dropped her.
That was solid.
Brutal. And then, you know, followed up with some shots. Whew. I don't know what to say about that. And then, what did they say? She was the first female in the UFC to regain her title again.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah. That's tough. I mean, that's a tough fight. And then they, again, they want to interview her right afterwards. Like, what happened? Blah, blah, blah. And I will share this picture with you real quick. It's someone snapped here. But pretty fucking cool.
Yeah.
I like that blue... purple in the background and her just kind of floating after the win. So you got anything else for that one? Or
I don't. Nope. I'm good.
And then what about Shevchenko versus Andrade?
I mean, if you want to, if there is a definition of one-sided ass kicking in the dictionary, this fight would qualify. It was just a railroading of epic proportions for almost two rounds. I don't know. I don't think anyone beats this woman. I just don't. I don't see.
No, at 125. No, because I think she's got that. She came out motivated and mean, and she's kind of John Jonesing people. Like, oh, you don't.
I want to beat you at what you're strong at. So, cool. You can take people down and you want to try to beat them up on the ground. Well, I'm going to fucking do that to you. I think it was 6 or 7 takedowns and just pure strength advantage too. And you think Andrade is a little stockier, but Shevchenko just basically manhandled her and just ragdoll you, kind of Cormier on Dan Henderson-esque, like just pick you effortlessly, just dropping her. And yeah, I don't know who beats her, and they definitely should not make any more like Shevchenko Nunes fights. Like, no more bullshit. Just you know what? Let them just fucking wipe the mat with whoever wants to step up. I'm okay with this, you know. But she seemed real pissed the whole fight. Like, you didn't see a lot of smiling out of her. And then we'll move right along. Like, as I got something.
I was gonna say,
reminiscing over my shoulder.
Like, was there karma in the building for some
reason?
Jesus
Christ,
it's normal.
It's pretty nasty. So a nasty checked leg kick, not even checked, just a nasty.
Oh no, it was because he leaned. He put all. If you watch it, I watched it in slow motion. So, you know, Hall leaned forward, and so basically, Weidman is just kicking just under the knee, but it's straight into it. In the same fucking exact thing that he did to Anderson Silva gets done to himself. But again, I want to critique the striking a little bit. Like, why are you throwing a naked leg kick? Why isn't, and a lot of people do that. They're not setting it up with any strikes, like to the face. So there's no distraction of like, hey, let me hit you up here. Let me hit you in the body and then go to the leg. He just throws a straight leg kick that you could totally see coming. Put all his weight on that front leg and just fucking chopped his leg off and goes to plant. And then his foot goes that way while he wants to go this way.
Nasty. Well, there's a delay in reaction too. You see on the replay where it's like, there's like a 1/1000, 2/1000. And then it's like pain on his face. You don't, it's like, he doesn't quite realize what happened yet.
Like, hey man,
oh, God.
What's going on over here?
That's so nasty.
It's so bad, and I don't mean to make light of that, because that's he said, I think they already put a so that happened Saturday. He had surgery Sunday. They put a titanium rod in there from, I think, the kneecap down.
Yep.
And he said they had him walking around today. I'm like, are you fucking kidding me? Like, what does that feel like? He's probably on so many pain meds and
the human body is interesting because if it stays in motion, it heals faster. So it's like a weird, if you lay around a lot and your body, like, so I have a feeling that's why they want him moving, because the quicker, it's like, it knows like, okay, I have to move. I have to heal faster. It's like some strange, you know, genetic thing, like a primal, like heal me quick. But it's just interesting to me that the same thing happened. It's like, I don't know. Anderson,
what are the odds on that? Because I've only seen it 3 times. So it's Corey Hill, Anderson Silva, and then now Chris Weidman. And what are the odds that, you know, Chris is involved in 2 out of the 3? And he, you know, the unfortunate thing is he's probably not going to come back from this.
I
don't know how many surgeries they were saying. He's already had a ridiculous amount of surgeries like in his career. I want to say it's upwards of 20. Already on top of this, and I think they were saying it's probably 6 months to a year before you could even start fucking training again. And it's got to be late 30s, probably 38 by now. Mm-hmm. And it sucked because he looked like he was in phenomenal fucking shape.
Yep.
And I was looking forward to these guys fucking going after it. And he probably should have led with, you know, something like this. I'm gonna fucking, you know, that's what he should have came in with, Ingo. I'm just saying. Might have been a little more effective.
Safer, too. And props to Uriah Hall for not celebrating and just playing it cool and calm. And that's tough. I mean, nobody wants to see that for his opponent. I mean, that's just brutal.
I want to show the video, but I don't think I can, even though Dana White tweeted it out saying, oh, Uriah Hall is the first fighter in UFC history to win without a single strike thrown. I probably can't show that. Probably don't want to show it, but it's too nasty. You know, And is that like, does that even like, did that make you squeamish seeing that?
No, I didn't really initially want to watch it. And then I watched it and I was like, yeah. Oh, it's not that bad. Like if the bone had popped out, I think I would have been, that would have been gross.
But when he went to step down, like his foot just went that way.
Yeah.
And then like his leg is here and the foot's, it was just horrible. It was horrible.
Yeah.
And then even the fight before that, you have Crute versus Smith and
with the drop foot, right?
Oh, I think he fucked his knee up. But yeah, he had drop foot. So Smith kicks him perfect leg kick position, like under the knee, or no, it was right above the knee, right in that juicy meaty part that you want to hit. And his fucking leg went gank and makes it through the first round. Because then he got the takedown right after that, which was crazy. Like, oh, that was smart. And if you can hold him down. And unfortunately, the doctor, or fortunate, I don't know, I would have let the guy fight. He wanted to keep fighting. He just couldn't walk. He said, if they would have let me out, I would have just fucking pulled guard. Like, that is a tough bastard, man.
Yeah.
So, fuck.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, five finishes, one way or another, man. And relatively quick. Nothing went past the second round.
Nope.
So, that's... And you got to... One of the nice thing was... I didn't hear a lot of wooing. I heard a little bit, but because the fights were churning so fast, didn't give the crowd any time, like any real downtime. I think the only downtime would have been like the Shevchenko fight where she's grinding her down. But yeah. I didn't have a problem with that because she's trying to finish. So
yes,
it's a difference.
Let's go back to this Nick Diaz situation before we jump out of this. So Dana White confirms in the post-fight scrum that indeed Nick was there to talk shop and he's looking for a fight and Dana's open to it. I know as early as I think, was it 3-4 months ago? He was like, no,
yeah.
But now all of a sudden it's interesting to him again. And I think we were talking, it's kind of funny to me because we were just talking about Diaz last week, I think.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know why I thought that that would be a good thing to bring up. I just happened to find that. And then this week he wants to fight. So I'm going to go ahead and say we can take the credit for him wanting to come back.
Of course. I'm okay with this.
So, but I'm excited. I don't know who they're going to give him because he's like pushing high 30s, right? So
yeah, I think what you do, here's my first choice. Someone he's lost to in the past, you give him Robbie Lawler.
Okay.
Because Robbie hasn't fought in a fucking hot minute, right? He's been out for a while and kind of on the slide after Roy McDonald. So you don't want to throw Nick to the wolves right away. So give him someone that's probably been out for a while, but still there's some drama, like fucking, you know, I don't know.
I like it.
Robbie Nick Lawler. Fucking KO'd him last time.
Mm-hmm. Actually, I like that a lot. That would be good. I would watch that.
Fuck yeah. And then I don't know what else is going on. Like, Conor McGregor is just losing it. So he's like tweeting at Usman, oh, you're just fucking copying me now. I'll come up to 170 and whip your ass. Like, dude, what are you fucking talking about? You ain't kicking shit from Usman. You got, like, think about how fucked up you got by Nurmagomedov, and now you're gonna talk shit to Usman, who's a bigger and badder motherfucker. Usman will destroy you at 170. Yes. So I don't know what his gig is. And then Poirier was asking, hey man, if you want to go up to 170, why don't we just make our fight 170 so we would have fought at 45 55 and 70? And McGregor's response is no. Like, why not? That sounds fun. Let's fucking mix some shit up. I just don't understand that guy. But you know, that fight is official for, I think, what is that, 264, sometime around the corner. But
yes,
oh man, it's like there's a lot of action. And you know, it's nice to watch some of the fights without the crowd, but it's also nice to see the fights with the crowd because it's fucking motivating the fighters 100%.
I agree. Like,
there is a different level of intensity out there.
Mm-hmm.
And I think we need that again. As much as I don't want to hear the wooing and the fucking nonsense. I mean, they were pretty good for the most part. I mean, they were booing the champions, but whatever you want to do, that's fine. I'm going to say they're booing champions and they weren't racist fucks, but seems a little questionable. So
yes,
it is what it is. What else is going on?
Very important question.
Yes.
Which stand-up was worse, Matt?
This one always flies around. Again, I've yet to watch that fucking special because I
Ben Askren or Brendan Schaub.
I believe it's the lowest rated anything on Rotten Tomatoes.
Is it on Showtime?
Yeah. And they also, because he was, I don't know if he was part owner of a CBD company, but there was a CBD company offering discounts off the CBD if you gave Brendan a 5-star review for his special.
No conflict of interest there.
And you could tell there were a bunch of bought 5-star reviews on all of his shit. I don't know. I got to look this up.
Man likes to be loved, I guess, even if it's fake love. As long as it's not radar love.
Which one, the White Lion or the Golden Earring? Or whatever. Who's the original singer?
I don't know.
What's the name of his special? I don't know. I'll just look.
Would You Be My Neighbor by Brendan Schaub?
Could be. Should be.
My Life as a Fighter.
It's down to a 7% now.
Wow.
I think it was lower than that. They've obviously deleted some of the things. Wow, he's still getting 1-stars. Jesus Christ. It's all 1-stars. I guess he just gave up on that, but hey, it is what it is. So I don't know. That's a good question. I haven't seen it, so I can't answer the question because Askren's got no stand up. So how's that?
No.
Moving right along. What else is going on out there? Oh, and Anthony Pettis lost his PFL debut over the weekend. Almost knocked the guy out in the last round, but he lost 2-1, if not 3-0.
Wow.
Yeah, for fighting at, I believe he was at 155 again. Kind of surprising. I thought he was going to do much better over there. You got Verdum and who else is Roy McDonald. He's over there. So we'll see how these things go. I mean, there were a lot of weird fights that happen. Other quick things. Tyron Woodley cut from the UFC. Not surprising, right?
Nope. What else? Oh, Ronda Rousey and Travis Brown announced pregnancy. She's been pregnant since January, apparently 4 months now. They're having a baby. So that'll be interesting. Future UFC champ in 2050.
Maybe. Depends. I don't know how what the mentality of that kid's going to be. Strong, weak, runaway.
Strong, reckless, mentally weak, and a train wreck emotionally.
And be on like the cover of a boxing magazine, like talking about how she'll beat Mayweather. And oh my God, what a fucking shit show that was. Remember her shadow boxing, that GIF keeps coming up where she's,
yes, I do remember that.
What are you doing? She's the best boxer ever in UFC
ever.
Like, oh my God, you know what'd be fun? I'll throw this one out there. So if Misha Tate's coming back, why can't Ronda Rousey come back
while she's pregnant?
No, I mean after, like, let her have the kid. Or yeah, why? Yeah, fuck yeah. Fight pregnant. Just kill the baby, Misha. Go after the baby. Like, only throwing body shots. Like, what the fuck is wrong? Like, I gotta teach this bitch a lesson. I'm not a do-nothing bitch, all right? I do work when I get in here. Oh, fuck.
That is crazy.
So I think they should rematch at some point.
Okay.
Or you do the fucking Chris Cyborg fight. That never happened. That should have happened.
She'll never know. There's no
fucking run your mouth off for years about that woman and then never fight her.
Nope.
Let's see what else. Eddie Alvarez got his DQ loss overturned. And nice. Now it's a no contest. It should be a win. I think the other guy should have got fucking DQ'd for cheating.
Yeah.
Israel Adesanya is fighting Marvin Vettori at UFC 263. They actually didn't have that on their fucking website the other day.
Oh.
And that's on June 12th. They said they wanted it to be Robert Whittaker, but it's too short a time for Whittaker because he's still fucking quarantining and then he's got to heal, and then to be able to fucking train and prepare for this fight, it just like wasn't gonna work out. So it's kind of weird because it was supposed to be Whitaker's fight, and now it's gonna be Vettori's. Anything else out there?
I have nothing else.
All right, I'll just keep running here. So it said Oscar De La Hoya. I got to get a little bit of sound here. Try not to kill us here. He's going to make a comeback. Oh, and by the way, he was hammered on that commentary for that Jake Paul versus Ben Askren, because I guess someone posted like a 6-minute clip of him completely hammered on the broadcast. And I guess he apologized because Frank Mir was pretty pissed off at him because he didn't have a lot of nice things to say, but De La Hoya is going to make a comeback in boxing, and he looks pretty fucking sharp for a 47-year-old.
I guess, man. I'm not buying it, but okay. Who's he going to fight?
Top-level competition. That's what he said. He's going to get knocked the fuck out if he does that, though. I don't know. I don't want to... We saw the Mike Tyson experiment, right? Yes. I don't want to see 50-year-old guys fight anymore. I saw it once. I don't want to see it again. I'm just saying this guy looks sharp. Or he's 48. Take that.
Brick not hit back.
Yeah. Something like that.
Yes.
Do you want to see what's going down in Russia? There's some shit going down in Russia. I'll show you. There's no volume on this one. But... reminiscent of the X arm, right? Apparently, you just hold this fucking thing and just beat the fuck out of each other. I don't understand, but you know, you want to lose brain cells, you drink vodka and punch somebody repeatedly. So that's the one thing that's going down in Russia. And then let's see what this other thing is. Oh, this is pretty loud. Hang on. So apparently, this is how Russian kids play hockey. Just fucking full-on line brawls.
What the hell? Oh, dang. I think I got leveled.
And two-on-one, whatever. You know, fighting should just be one-on-one.
I agree.
And if you're going to be third man in, don't be throwing punches on the guy. I'm okay with bear hugging and just separating, but... fuck, man, these guys are. And if I'm the ref, I'm throwing these little fucks over the glass. Like, you're done. Over the glass. Over the line.
Yeah.
Look how little they are. They got the whole line in. Okay. So the next line comes out. And hey, fuck you, buddy. I'm at enough. Now we're throwing. They're not even dropping gloves or helmets. Like, it's just a face fuck. You know, everyone's going. Crowd's going ape shit. The refs don't really care.
It was like, come on, you little shits.
Yeah, fuck yeah. Man. This is Russia. We need this in America, goddamn.
I don't think kids should be allowed to fight at this
age. Oh, they should be. Everyone should be kung fu fighting, Ningo. There should be no rules.
Yeah.
That's fucking awesome. We need this shit here.
Pretty amazing. I have to say, the Russians, they know what's up.
They know how to do fighting somewhat. Mm-hmm. A little unorthodox in their methods, depending upon how the sport's looking.
Yes.
And let's do some tweet of the week. There's like five of them. There's a lot of shit going down. So let's start with Mac Malley sharing this one. So Anderson Silva, somewhere right now, like.
I love it.
Little Kenny Powers, we haven't seen him in fucking forever.
Yes.
Let's see what this next one. Oh, this comes from Derek Lewis. See? Anderson Silva fault. That's what he's got to say. Okay, I get it. And the people are not very nice with how they're going about disrespecting fighters. Like Joe Rogan out here interviewing fighters after a knockout again.
What the heck? That's terrible.
Apparently.
Oh, man.
Hey. And then this guy was saying, let's see, it's an early stoppage, Ingo.
Thumbs up.
Thumbs up. People are bad. The last one is brutal, but you know, it is what it is. Here we go. It's another reason why MMA fans should be banned from using Photoshop.
Oh man, that's just it's pretty nasty though.
Yeah. That would have been awesome if they would have done it like this. Like fucking they both leg about? Kick each other and break their fucking legs. Anyway. Move right along. Let's do some Ask the Nuts. This first one is from Middle Easy posed a question, and I'll pose it to you, and I'll show you the results of the poll. So it's a poll asking, it says, Big John McCarthy as a part of the Bellator broadcast team is, and you have four choices, terrible and annoying, bad but not the worst, fine, I guess, and actively great. Where do you fall on that scale?
Terrible but annoying.
Yeah, I'm with you. And that's actually the most popular answer.
Uh-huh.
So he is 32% terrible and annoying, 29.9% bad but not the worst, 28.1% fine, I guess, and only 10% actively great, which is much higher than I thought. I would have said that's probably 5%. Yeah, I don't know who, like, if that's you, you should probably kill yourself because I don't know.
You have a lot of tabs open.
I'm doing work over here, Ingo, and I need to update my Google Chrome browser.
You beat me to it. I was about to say that. Yeah.
I refuse. And then Bodie Heyman asked this question last week. I missed that. It said, did Tommy Toehold actually turn into Dana White, or did Dana White turn into Tommy Toehold? And he's got a picture here that I will share with you. It's no bullshit.
Wow.
It looks like Tommy Toehold.
It does. Dana's got some huge arms.
Yeah, he's been on the Lorenzo plan of late, and think on all the HGH or whatever the fuck. And follow up from Bodie is Paul a douche versus Cormier. What's the result? Because those two were fucking going Jake Paul.
Well, I thought Cormier said he was only going to go with MMA. He would never box him.
Yeah, and that's a smart move. And
I think that's a one-sided destruction. It'll be worse than when Dan Henderson was ragdolled by Cormier.
Cormier said he'll cut the 205 for that one too.
Oh, geez.
I don't need the money. I don't need a payday, but I can deliver an ass whooping. You want to catch these hands? Come get them.
Uh-huh. Jake Paul would never take that fight. He's not stupid.
No, he's smart. And I think Dana kind of gave him some credit at the post-fight press conference. He's like, hey, guy's making money. He's fighting people that don't know how to fight and getting paid millions of dollars for it. So good on him, right?
Well, Ben Askren supposedly made $1 million on that fight too. So
yeah, wouldn't surprise me. I think, what is it, $500,000 the show, or at least disclosed pay, and then probably a cut of the pay-per-view. Mm-hmm. Then I read something that the company that put together that fight was suing a bunch of people for hundreds of millions of dollars.
Legal streaming.
Yeah. Like, good luck with that. I don't think those ever come to fruition, but mm-hmm. You know, of course. Well, you also price yourself out of the market at $49.99.
Yeah,
that was $20. I would have paid for it. I'm just saying. Moving right along. Rodrigo Machado closing out. It's time. Pound sign. Let's roll. Pound sign. Matt Rape Train. Pound sign. Ingo Sugar Daddy. Would you rather have your debt forgiven or have guaranteed good health for a decade?
Good health.
Ooh, just for a decade?
Yeah, well, now I would say yes.
Okay, fair enough.
I don't have a ton of debt. I may have some student loan debt, but otherwise there's no debt. I mean, wait a second though. Does that include monies owed to said ex-wives? In that case, I will take the debt. That's
yeah.
You're talking about, okay. So yeah, I will take that. I'll take the debt. Thank you.
I'll agree with that. I'll take that. You know, it's gonna be nice because that's mortgage and car loans and student loans, like school for your kids and all that bullshit. So I'll take that. Would you rather live the rest of your life as a monk or followed continuously by the paparazzi?
I'll take the paparazzi.
Yeah, I think so. Monk would be good for maybe a weekend. I can't have that much quiet all the time. And you could fuck around with paparazzi. Like, hey, I'm going to be banging some chicks over here on 4th Street if you guys want to catch a glimpse. I'm just saying. Doing blow on the corners.
Yes.
I'd probably be into some shit if paparazzi's following me.
I would agree.
Would you rather be given a lifetime supply of delicious food or books? I don't know. Delicious books might be pretty enjoyable.
Given that I eat way more than I read, like even though I read a lot, I will take the food. Thank you.
Fuck yeah. Delicious food, 100%. I don't read anymore. I books. How's that? I don't read books. It's a lot of work.
No choice.
Yeah. Would you rather be able to breathe underwater or fly through the air?
Fly through the air, duh.
Yeah, I want to get places, right?
Yeah. When do I ever go underwater? Like, rarely.
I want to fly people in the air and then just drop them and hopefully catch them. Or not.
Like that Will Smith movie.
Yep.
Superhero. What the hell?
Hancock.
Hancock. He drops a couple guys. That was a good movie, actually. I like that movie.
That's sneaky good. Was that Charlize
Theron and the guy, the one famous actor guy that was
Jason Bateman.
Yeah, it was a good flick. I liked it.
Fuck, Mary Kill, Celebrity Edition number 135, Maxim Hot 100 number 9. You got Gigi Hadid, Taylor Hill, and Adriana Lima. So preface this, I believe the first two ladies are like 25, 26, and then the last one is 30, late 30s. But it's hard to find, I don't know what ages they are in the pictures.
Okay.
So I throw that out there before we start. I just know the first two are super young. And we'll share this. So here's Gigi Hadid.
Okay, she looks 12.
And right.
Nice, though. Nice.
Mm-hmm. Taylor Hill.
Also 12.
And Adriana Lima.
Now we're talking. That's a Mary right there. Yep. I just can't.
I think I got to just kill the others and just marry the last one.
It's like too much risk. They're like, those are like children to me. I can't do it.
Yeah, it's about the same age as my daughter. You know, it's
Don't even want to think about that.
Yep. Guy Knowledge.
I'm trying to think. I don't know. I haven't done much of anything except work my ass off. So it's like, what's my knowledge? I don't know. I don't got nothing.
It's all right. Here's one for you. So it's not a good idea to run to a baseball field. This is at a Chicago White Sox game where a fan runs onto the field and you get two views of what happens. So normally, you know, you get the shake and bake. So we'll start with a little shake and bake. That's kind of loud. You guys make a break for it, and that guy comes after him. Doesn't quite make it. And he goes up into the stands, and then you can see there's like a security guy coming, but you can't quite see what's going to go down.
Okay.
And then you get the alternate angle. It's all about the alternate angle. Yeah. Oh, that's fucking loud. Oh, he just gets fucking racked. I want to see that again. You see that guy coming? Oh, he gets a fucking spinal into the fucking cement there. Oof. So it's probably not a good idea to go onto the fucking...
Why do they have to destroy the guys? Why can't you just be like...
Because they have to get taught a lesson, Ingo.
Okay.
It's like the football players when they fucking... Someone runs onto a... That's taking your life in your own hands. And has that happened in the MMA? I think one person did jump into the ring once. And I don't remember what happened to him. But just taking your life in your own hands at that point, right?
Wasn't there a guy who parachuted into a Holyfield fight or something? Tyson Holyfield?
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, he had that the parachute with the fucking fan on the back.
Yeah.
And like one of the team's corners had like all their walkie-talkies and they're just beating the ever-living fuck out of the guy. I don't think he died, but I don't think anybody would have cared if the guy got killed. Like, man, you just fucked up like a pay-per-view, a huge boxing event. May have made Mike Tyson angry enough to bite someone's ear off. It wasn't that fight, but...
Mm-hmm.
I hear what you're screaming. And that's it. We shut down.
All right. That has been this week's edition of MMA Nuts. My name is Ingo Weigold.
Matt Griffith, thanks for playing.